you know, I knew what I was coming into, and excited to get to work and, you know, hopefully prove to these coaches and the rest of the team that I deserve to be here.
One thing you can't, like, practice, so to speak, until, like, the fall is, like, actually a game pressure of the NFL. Like, I guess sort of how ready do you feel for that side of scrutiny?
Yeah, I think playing in a lot of big college games has obviously helped. You know, we've Auburn, I started 4 years and got to play in quite a few big games. But obviously it's a different level in the NFL, and expectations are even higher. So, but that, you know, that's what I came to do and I've been looking forward to. And so, you know, right now it's all about competing and handling the pressure in front of the team and kind of gaining their trust and just proving to the coaches and the team, my teammates, that, you know, I'm ready, and they can rely on me when the moment's big.
I'm sure once you started at Auburn, you started probably maybe your big first taste of those high pressure situations, like in front of the team,
and
games. Like, what did you just learn about succeeding in those situations?
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, kind of comes with time. You kind of figure it out through a little maturity and handling those big moments. But, you know, I think as a kicker, that's what we're supposed to live for. And, you know, that's what makes it special. And, you know, not everybody loves to be the one that handles those high pressure situations. But as a kicker, you got to perform at your best in those moments. And so it's exciting to be at this next level and get a chance to do that.
Safe to say the strength of your kicking ability is your strength and getting it up from 60?
Yeah, I would say that's a big part of it. You know, I'm 6'5" kicker, which is pretty rare, but that does help having those long levers and being able to, you know, hopefully get a couple of touchbacks and some longer kicks here and there. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, the kicks inside of 50 that are really going to, you know, make or break a season and make or break you. So those are the ones I've continue to try and just be consistent as can be, and continue to work on it, get better and better each day.
The kickoff side is something that I think is often overlooked. How much pride do you take in the kickoff part of things and not just the field goals?
That's a big you know, part of my game. I think it's, you know, obviously field position is huge, especially in the NFL when games are so close. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the kickoffs this year, but you know, no matter what, I'll be, you know, doing whatever I can to help the team, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm sorry if you answered this already, but what's the mindset like when you're coming in as a drafted kicker, knowing there's somebody already in place and that you have to compete with them?
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, but, you know, one I know Kai and I will both just be working to help the team, and that's what it's all about. You know, competition usually drives better success, I think. So, you know, that's what we're going to do, and at the end of the day, both of us want to win the job, but you know, we also want to just put our best foot forward and help the team however we can. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things play out. We're both there to give it our best shot. And at the end of the day, hopefully one of us will help the team as much as we can. Not yet. He hasn't been around right now. So, you know, we'll see him in the future. And, you know, I know he's going to be professional and do a great job of helping me kind of learn the ropes and stuff in the NFL, but, you know, it's going to be fun to be surrounded by a bunch of the veterans and, you know, see what they have to pass along to us.